This is the Mac Minutes Podcast with John Scudder from beautiful Anchorage, Alaska. In this podcast, you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter. We will give you the Apple news in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes Podcast. In this episode, we will discuss the new features of iOS 15, which became available this week. Let's now go to the show. iOS 15 is packed with new features, so make sure to check out our future podcasts to catch them all. Today we will describe them, and we will learn more in the future about implementing them. Keep in mind that some iOS features are not coming until later this year or next year, and there are also certain features that are not available on the iPhone 10 or older. iOS 15 is compatible with the same devices that can run iOS 14, including older devices like iPhone 6S and the original iPhone SE. It is a free update for Apple users. iOS 15 introduces new ways to stay connected, powerful updates that can help users focus and explore, and intelligent features to get more done with iPhone. Highlighting the features, we will begin with FaceTime updates providing more natural video calls. Focus helps users reduce distraction. New features like live text use on-device intelligence to surface useful information. Upgrades to maps providing brand new ways to navigate the world and much more. Let's now delve deeper into each of these features, starting with enhancements for more natural FaceTime calls. FaceTime is more essential than ever with the COVID pandemic, giving users a way to easily connect with the people who matter most. Powerful updates to FaceTime audio and video features make calls feel more natural and lifelike. With spatial audio, voices in a group FaceTime call sound like they're coming from the direction in which the person is positioned on the screen. Voice isolation, a new microphone mode, uses machine learning to eliminate background noise and prioritize the user's voice, while wide spectrum allows for every bit of background sound to come through. Inspired by the stunning portrait photos taken on iPhone, portrait mode in FaceTime blurs a user's background and puts them at the focus. Voice isolation, wide spectrum, and portrait mode can also be used with third-party apps such as WebEx, Zoom, and WhatsApp. Group FaceTime gives the option to display participants in same-size tiles in a new grid view. FaceTime calls now extend beyond Apple devices, so people using an Android or Windows device can join with their web browser. FaceTime calls on the web remain end-to-end encrypted, so privacy is not compromised. To initiate the call, iPhone, iPad, and Mac users simply create a FaceTime link and share it through messages, calendar, mail, or third-party apps, making it easier than ever to connect with friends and family. Later this fall, SharePlay will deliver a new way for users to share experiences with friends and family while on a FaceTime call, such as listening to songs together, watching a TV show or movie, completing a workout together, or sharing their screen to view apps. SharePlay will work with apps like Apple Music, Apple TV Plus, and Apple Fitness Plus, as well as Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, HBO Max, Hulu, MasterClass, Paramount Plus, Pluto TV, SoundCloud, TikTok, Twitch, and many others. SharePlay can be accessed through iPhone, iPad, and Mac, and with shared playback controls, anyone in a SharePlay session can play, pause, or jump ahead. SharePlay even extends to Apple TV, so users can watch shows or movies on a big screen. Let's move on to our next feature, more ways to stay connected with messages. Shared With You is a new section that appears in Photos, Safari, Apple News, Music, Apple Podcasts, and the Apple TV app that displays the photos, articles, and music and other content shared by friends and family in messages. Shared With You automatically displays shared photos in the Photos app, News Stories in Apple News, and other relevant content in the corresponding app. The Shared With You section shows who sent the content and makes it easy to view the associated message and restart the conversation. In iOS 15, Memoji brings even more ways for users to express themselves with multicolored headwear, more glasses styles, and new accessibility options including cochlear implants, oxygen tubes, and a soft helmet. Memoji stickers can be customized with more than 40 outfit options and 9 new sticker poses. On to our next feature, the powerful tools to find focus in the day. iOS 15 introduces Focus, a new way to help users reduce distraction by filtering notifications based on what a user wants to focus on in that moment. For example, the work focus can be set during the work hours to only allow notifications from coworkers and apps that are used for work. The personal focus can be used when taking a break with friends and family. Or the fitness focus can help a user stay in the zone while completing a workout. Users can create a custom focus or select a provided focus, which uses on-device intelligence to suggest which notification from people and apps are allowed. To further extend the ability to focus, users can create dedicated home screen pages with relevant apps and widgets to match a specific focus. While using Focus, a status is automatically displayed to contacts in messages and supported third-party apps like Slack, so they know not to interrupt. Users will even receive suggestions to turn on a focus based on factors like the time of day or location. And when focus is set on one Apple device, it automatically applies to all users' Apple devices. Our next feature on deck is a fresh new look for notifications. Notifications have been redesigned, adding contact photos for people with larger icons for apps that make them even easier to identify. The notification summary is a collection of notifications delivered each day at scheduled times determined by the user. Using on-device intelligence, the summary is arranged by priority, with the most relevant notifications rising to the top based on how a user interacts with apps. Time-sensitive notifications, messages, and phone calls will be delivered immediately, so users won't miss timely alerts, and it's easy to temporarily mute any app or messaging thread for an hour or for the day. Our next feature is On-Device Intelligence delivers live text, advanced spotlight search, and memories. Live text makes text and photos interactive. Using on-device intelligence, live text recognizes the text in photos across the entire system, including the web, and allows users to take action, such as copy and paste, look up information, and translate. Users can even tap the image of a phone number to make a call, or the image of a web address to open a page in Safari. With the power of the neural engine, the camera app can also quickly recognize and copy text in the moment, such as the Wi-Fi password displayed at a local coffee shop. With visual lookup, users can learn more about popular art, landmarks, and books, plants and flowers found in nature, and breeds of pets. Spotlight is the universal way to start searches on iPhone, and now it can be accessed directly from the lock screen and includes the ability to search photos by location, people, scenes, or objects. Using live text, Spotlight can find text with handwriting and photos. iOS 15 delivers the biggest update ever to Memories, with a fresh new look, interactive interface, and integration with Apple Music that uses on-device intelligence to suggest music tracks. New cinematic memories makes it easier to relive favorite or forgotten moments. Our next feature is the redesigned browsing with Safari. Safari introduces a newly designed browsing experience that makes controls easier to reach. By default, the new tab bar is positioned at the bottom of the screen, so users can easily swipe between tabs with one hand. Tab Groups allows users to organize tabs and easily access them at any time across iPhone, iPad, or Mac, and a customizable start page and web extensions on iOS make Safari more powerful and personal than ever. Our next feature helps you navigate and explore with Apple Maps. Maps on iOS 15 introduces a whole new way of looking at the world. A visually stunning map offers unprecedented levels of detail for neighborhoods, commercial districts, buildings, as well as custom-designed landmarks, and a new nighttime mode with a moonlit glow. Navigation features a new three-dimensional driving view with road details that help users more easily identify turn lanes, medians, crosswalks, and sidewalks. The enhanced map is available in Los Angeles, New York, and San Francisco, with more to come. A designed interactive globe provides rich detail for mountain ranges, deserts, rainforests, and bodies of waters. Transit riders can get one-tap access to all departures near them and pin their favorite lines. Maps automatically follows along with a selected transit route, notifying users when it's nearly time to disembark, and riders can even keep track on their Apple Watch. By simply holding up iPhone, users can receive detailed walking directions in augmented reality. On to our next feature, with Apple redesigning the weather experience. Weather includes an all-new design with full-screen maps, graphical displays of weather data, and dynamic layouts that change based on conditions. Beautifully animated backgrounds more accurately reflect sun position, clouds, and precipitation, and notifications indicate when rain or snow is about to start or stop. This feature will likely increase users' usage of the Apple Weather app. On to our final major feature, the improvements to organize and collaborate in Notes. Notes adds user-created tags that make it easy to quickly categorize notes and mentions that allow members of shared notes to notify one another of important updates. An all-new activity view shows the recent history of a shared note and highlights reviews details on who made the changes. Quick notes created on Mac and iPad can be viewed and edited in Notes. This feature will be a big advantage for those who are from distant workplaces or are working from home. You now have an overview of the major features of iOS 15. We will go more in depth into implementing each of these features in the coming weeks. If you have an iOS feature you would like me to start with, or just a general question for me, please reach me at mail.macminutes@gmail.com or through the Mac Minutes webpage at macminutespodcast.com. Other places we post news are at Twitter at minutes_Mac and on Facebook at Mac Minutes. I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. For Mac Minutes listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well and look forward to talking with you at next week's podcast. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes. Thank you again for listening. And Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, Google Podcasts, Podchaser, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Thank you again for listening to the Mac Minutes. Be safe, be nice, and stay well. I hope you have a great week ahead, and we'll talk to you soon.